This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. In this portion of the program, we're going to hear about the groundbreaking Hungarian-born photographer Andrei Kertész. My guest is Robert Gerbo. He is the curator of the artist's estate. He's also written the introduction to a new publication of the photographer's photo collection titled On Reading. Kertész was born in 1894 and died in 1985. He had a lifelong love of reading and photographing people in the act of reading. The book of more than 60 black and white photographs taken over the course of most of the 20th century is published by W.W. Norton. Robert Gerbo, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. And do I have the, am I pronouncing the photographer's name correctly?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Thank you for the opportunity to be on.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, tell us what this fellow was like. His photographs are so beautiful.
Andrei Kertész was a groundbreaking photographer. I think the key to his body of work is, to coin his phrase, is that he photographed from his heart. He photographed in an instinctual manner. And began doing it very early on in his career when almost nobody else was doing anything like it.
Do you think he's been given his due as a photographer?
I do. I mean, certainly Andrei didn't feel that way. He spent a major part of his career in the United States and was overshadowed and more or less blocked out of the photojournalistic world. So by the time he did this book on reading, he was very embittered by his experiences. However, he's had many exhibitions and many books, and prior to his death, he was acknowledged as the father of photojournalism and acknowledged as one of the key visual artists of our time.
Yeah. Now, I've been told that the photographs in this collection, On Reading, are part of the permanent collection of the Museum of Contemporary Photography at Columbia College. Is there a chance that these might travel? Might there be a show put together?
They have organized, there are a handful of shows. First of all, in February of 2009, in Toronto at Stephen Bolger Gallery, there is an exhibition of On Reading photographs. But the Museum of Contemporary Photography received these photographs as a gift from Richard Hansen, who I believe is a local architect in Chicago. And they have arranged with curatorial assistants to send these photographs around in a traveling exhibition. I do believe there was a show at the Museum of Contemporary Photography back in 2006, and periodically I think they will pull them out. But at the moment, it's traveling to Portland, Grand Rapids, Winter Park, Florida, Fresno, California, and I'm sure a number of other venues.
Hmm. Why was the photographer, why was Andrei Kertész so passionate about reading?
A number of reasons. First off, his father, who died when Andrei was very young, had been a bookseller. So it's perhaps or possible that he began photographing people reading as an homage to his father. More than likely, though, he was not a great student as a young boy, but loved reading and loved the arts. And if you know a little bit about Hungarian history, and I don't profess to know a lot, Hungary in the 1890s to the early 1910s was on the cusp of the modern world, but also deeply rooted in like the 15th and 16th century. And I believe Andrei used reading as a vehicle to bring himself up to modern times.
Yeah. Well, the earliest photograph in the collection was taken in Hungary early in the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Three boys. Would you describe it for us?
It's a very intimate photograph of three boys sitting on a step or a bench of some sort. Maybe it's even on the ground. And they're all sharing a book. One of the things that Andre is very well known for is being able to capture people in intimate moments. And there's nothing more intimate than reading. It seems to me that initially he might have been, people become so absorbed in the process of reading that you might not notice a photographer mm-hmm. coming forward and photographing you. So this might have been a process of learning how to kind of approach people and compose a photograph without them knowing it. But it also was a way to portray the intimacy of the process of reading.
Yeah. These boys are sitting very close together,
mm-hmm.
and they are absolutely absorbed
absolutely.
In this book. And I would imagine that a book for these boys who are dirty and a little on the ragged side, that would be a great luxury.
For sure, for sure. You've described the photograph much more beautifully than I did.
Mm-hmm. Only one of these boys is wearing shoes.
Yes.
Yeah. There are photographs of people of all ages from all across the globe in this collection. Taken together, what do they say? What do these images tell us?
I think they speak to the universality of the process of reading. They talk about how one can find an intimate moment anywhere in the world as long as you have a book or a newspaper to become absorbed in. And, we have people in the book, reading in their libraries, a young woman backstage reading while she's waiting to go on, people on fire escapes. Andre spent a good period of time off balance as a photographer. And it's almost as if he was trying to understand how people could become balanced through the process of reading.
Mm. Mm. There's a wonderful photograph in the book, and it also serves as one of the images on the jacket, and that is of a fellow in Paris reading the newspaper in 1928. And behind him
is a cow looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, it almost looks like the cow is engaged in the act of reading at the same time.
Every time I'm on the subway and I feel someone reading my newspaper, I think of this cow.
And, the other thing, though, I'm wondering about is today, when I leave the station, I'm going to look carefully for people reading and see what they're reading and see if they're reading a screen or a book.
Yeah. Yeah,
because that's changing, isn't it?
As we were putting together this book, and it is a reprint of a book that was produced in 1971 and was my first Andre Kertész book, I began looking at people reading again and mostly found them on iPods and Kindles and Sony book readers, and found it very disturbing, because when one reads a book, you're interpreting what you're reading in your own voice. You're communicating with an author. It seems to me that it's becoming a multimedia event to read, and it mostly depressed me to not see as many people reading actual books on paper and to see it all becoming electronic.
Yeah. Well, this book also offers me an appreciation of for how many hundreds of years we've had books.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a connection to all the people that are in this book who go back to the early part of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we have to leave it. Sorry to say.
Okay.
Been very nice talking with you, and it's just a lovely book. I'm so glad it's been reissued.
Great. Happy to have it out there.
Robert Gerbo has been my guest in this portion of the afternoon magazine. The collection On Reading by the photographer Andre Kertész was first published in the 1970s, I believe, and yes, and it has been reissued. It's out there now in bookstores and no doubt also at the library, we hope, the publisher W.W. Norton.